You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Bell Equipment Limited put out their audited results for the financial year ended the 31st of December. They did so last week before the start of the long weekend. I'm joined on the line by the company's Group Chief Executive Officer, Ashley Bell, to take a look at the performance of the company throughout the year and get a sense of how the company has done. Good evening, Ashley. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with reflections on the performance. Guidance came through the trading statement you guys put out just before the results, said that earnings per share and headline earnings per share would come in around a certain range. You came in pretty much in line with guidance. Revenues were up. Profit for the year was up. How do you reflect on the performance as the group?
Yeah, thanks very much, Jimmy. We're really pleased with the result that we managed to achieve for the 2023 year, which was obviously off the back of the unprecedented demand out in the market for our equipment. And that came with its own challenges in terms of supply chain and managing logistics. But our team did a great job in delivering a pleasing result.
Ashley, let's take a look at some of the numbers that came out. As I said, obviously the profit numbers looking rather strong, revenue numbers also increasing by more than 30%. But despite all of this, the business electing not to pay out a dividend this time around and electing to preserve cash. Ordinarily, shareholders might ask, what's happening with the business? Is there anything to be concerned about there? But it is also seen as a prudent approach depending on what you have planned for the business going forward.
Yeah, so we are seeing markets cooling off. Commodity prices have come off. We are seeing that demand is sort of normalizing from the unprecedented high levels that we enjoyed through 2023. And, you know, based on the strategic imperatives of the business, coupled with these changes that we're seeing in the market, the board, you know, has taken a decision to preserve cash, and you know, we'll see how the next couple of months play out, and then relook at it at the time that the interim results are released. But I think something to consider is that we, you know, based on our manufacturing location here on the southern tip of Africa, you know, we're managing a 6 to 7 month pipeline of incoming materials and components, and that's really important for us to consider in, you know, taking a cautious approach.
Ashley, you touched on the softer commodities pricing. I want to take a look at the impact that this has had on the business in terms of your strategy and your forecasting going forward. Obviously, a part of that strategy is the election to preserve cash, but is the order book likely to be significantly impacted? And as a business, do you foresee this sort of slower economic or slower commodity cycle impacting you on a longer term basis?
I think we're seeing it more as a normalizing of the markets. You know, I would say that 2023 or the last 2 years or so have been the exception as opposed to 2024. But you know, what we are seeing across the whole industry is, you know, we're seeing a quite with all manufacturers having geared up for the high market demand. We are seeing, you know, that across all manufacturers, there seems to be quite a bit of inventory in yards across most major markets. So we do expect a bit of a tightening of the market for us.
Ashley, I want to look at something that may have seemed a bit surprising in the SEN statement and in the numbers as well. Was the net cash outflow for the year was up quite significantly, north of 3,000% there. Obviously, there were some moving parts to that. Can you just take us through those moving parts and whether or not these were one-off events for the business?
Yeah, so obviously with the higher market demand, we've had to fund a higher level of inventory. So that's really that change has been driven by an increase in inventory as well as an increase in receivables. So we're still quite comfortable. You know, if you look at our inventory days number, our inventory days number is actually improved.
And Ashley, what effect has elevated interest rates had on the company's debt book as well as on the interest repayments? I see those have gone up when I look at the statements or the financial statements.
Yeah, it has had an impact on us. We've I mean, obviously, the higher interest rate has had an impact, coupled with a higher level of borrowings, through the year to fund this, the higher levels of inventory and receivables that we've had through the 2023 year.
Despite this, Ashley, despite the higher levels of borrowings, there has been some repayment in liabilities as well that's affected the cash flow. How important is it to ensure that you're not carrying on too much debt in a time where the business is, as you said, just wanting to be far more prudent and more careful?
Yeah, so I think that we are watching that very, very carefully. And I mean, this is exactly why we are taking this cautious approach from a cash preservation perspective. But we look at the market demand, and then we adjust our sales outlook and our build plan accordingly, and that drives our level of borrowing in the organization. But as I mentioned earlier, we are managing a 6 to 7 month pipeline of incoming componentry and materials on account of where we're located on the southern tip of Africa, which is a long way from our suppliers and our key markets.
Ashley, where does the business sit at the moment if we look at the strategy for the new financial year? If we're anticipating that markets might tend to normalize a bit more, there might be slightly lower revenues than the peaks of the commodities super cycles. Are there plans to expand the business beyond what you currently have? Is there anything in the pipeline you can share?
Yeah, so there are some key markets that where we have a lot of opportunity for growth, in terms of market share. Through this last year, where we've had some supply chain constraints and some logistical constraints, we haven't been able to supply certain markets, with as much product as we would have liked. So our focus now through 2024 is really going to be product availability, as well as being able to capture some of that market share back again, some that we may have lost, and other markets where there's just a lot of growth for us from a market share perspective, or potential growth for us.
Well, hopefully that growth does materialize and the business continues to remain as strong as it is. We'll leave it at that, Ashley. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Ashley Bell, Group Chief Executive at Bell Equipment, joining me to reflect on their 2023 financial year's results.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.